Thank you, Brad, and good morning. Fire crews continue to work the Orleans Fire Complex, including the Butler Fire burning east of Soames Bar. That fire, an estimated 5% contained, has burned more than 2,800 acres as of Monday night, and the greatest concern is the protection of homes and other buildings along the Salmon River. The Salmon Fire, burning along the Humboldt-Siskiyou County line, has burned more than 5,000 acres, and officials believe both fires were human-caused. Air quality remains a concern, particularly in the areas around the fires, including Soames Bar, Wich Peck, and Orleans. Caution is urged for those susceptible to poor air quality. And CAL FIRE responded to a small fire caused by a burning vehicle near Salmon Creek in Humboldt County on Monday afternoon. A pickup truck caught fire on Salmon Creek Road and spread to nearby vegetation, but a quick response from volunteers and CAL FIRE kept the blaze from spreading to homes in the area. CHP officers responded to a fatal traffic collision on Highway 101 in the Garberville area on Sunday. For reasons that are still unknown, the driver and passenger were headed west when the vehicle left the roadway and overturned multiple times down a 40-foot embankment. The driver was ejected and suffered fatal injuries, while the passenger, 46-year-old San Francisco resident Luis Alfaro, suffered moderate injuries and was taken to the hospital. The name of the driver is being withheld pending identification by the coroner and notification of next of kin. A Eureka Police Department officer spotted a stolen vehicle headed northbound in the 4500 block of Broadway on Monday morning. Officers attempted a traffic stop on the vehicle, but the driver did not yield and instead led police on a pursuit until he finally stopped in the 2100 block of Progress Street. The driver fled the vehicle on foot, but officers were able to tackle the suspect, and after a short struggle and the use of a taser, the suspect was taken into custody. A passenger who was found inside the vehicle was arrested as well. Police identified the driver as 35-year-old Paradise resident Jeremiah Lindke. Lindke had an arrest warrant for parole absconding and was booked into county jail. The passenger, 32-year-old Paradise resident Jennifer Dew, was booked into jail for possession of stolen property. And Mendocino County deputies chased an adult white male into the woods where he managed to elude capture after deputies responded to a report of a burglary incident at two vacation cabins near Covelo over the weekend. The deputies were called by a property owner who found items stolen from his cabin in a neighboring cabin. The suspect, armed with a crude homemade shotgun, was still inside when deputies arrived, and he fled on foot to the Eel River. The suspect is described as a male in his 40s or 50s, about 6 feet tall, with brown hair and a gray beard. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The city of Eureka is still in the process of hiring a new police chief as the finalists for the position wait for a final decision. The process is taking longer than anticipated. One reason for the lengthy selection process is the importance of conducting thorough background checks on the candidates, as City Manager Bill Panos explains.
We are in the process of doing background investigations, and we look forward to getting through that process. It's taken a little longer than we thought, and that's okay. We want to be thorough and make sure that we have the right candidate selected for this very, very important position.
Panos went on to point out the large volume of applications the city received.
We had more applicants in this recruitment than we had ever had in our history for a police chief, 44 of them, qualified applicants. Now we're down to the finalists. There are many, many people who are very interested in not only the great opportunities that are here, but the great challenges as well.
Police Chief Merle Harpum, scheduled to retire in July, is staying on board another month until a final candidate is selected. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.